Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New talks on Syria. Another international effort will be held today in Vienna seeking to solve the war crisis in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna Thursday. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is encouraged by the meetings.
This is something that he has been calling for, of getting the key international countries around the table, the key partners around the table, in trying to resolve this the situation.
The United States says it is using the international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. 20 United Nations peacekeepers detained by rebels in South Sudan have been released. But according to a UN official, 12 contractors of the UN mission in South Sudan are still being held. The peacekeepers were detained last Monday while escorting a UN barge carrying fuel on the Nile River. While protests and attacks in Jerusalem have eased, tensions are flaring up in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in a city Thursday. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. 11 Israelis and 58 Palestinians have died in more than a month of violence. Israel says most of the Palestinians were killed while attacking or attempting to shoot or stab Israeli civilians, police, or soldiers. This is VOA News.